Blog Talk Radio.
I make this call now. 1-6-7-7-18-28, motherfucker.
So many miles away, thoughts of you fill my every day. I spend the empty hour hearing the last words you said. A thousand days between us, a thousand nights we spent apart.
Tonight, give us a call, 646-727-1828. We're here to answer your questions, all your calls, everything that you want to know about life, love, weed, need. Indeed. Call us now, 646-727-1828. I've got a new sponsor tonight. We're excited, and we're going to have some fun. Give us a call. Come on. Get on. You know, CMHH.
Out.
No! Fuck off!
Standing up for your rights. Not afraid to say what needs to be said.
Quote from a Harvard Medical School doctor who said if marijuana was a new drug, it would be hailed as a wonder drug.
keeping you up to speed on all your needs.
200% more powerful than the stuff that's grown outdoors. This ain't your grandfather's marijuana. This stuff will kill you because the plants have light 24 hours a day and grow 24 hours a day. It's like dope on steroids.
Your friend indeed when it comes to weed.
Why is marijuana against the law? It grows naturally upon our planet. Doesn't the idea of making nature against the law seem to you a bit paranoid?
Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location, Johnny Kush.
Hey, everybody.
God, I like the intro. The intro is a great intro. We've been using that intro for a long time. But the guy that made the intro is a fucking dick. Honestly, I can't stand that guy. We got to get a new intro. We got a new producer, though. We got a new producer. Benji. What's up, Benji? Well, that's right. You're a new producer. You don't get to talk for another 30 days. You're on a 30-day trial period. Because most of our producers, I don't want to get attached to a producer. Because what happened was I got attached to the Jewish producer. And what happened was we had a big falling out. And you lose attached to everybody else. So, Benji, you got 30 days to prove yourself of being a real man, because we do real men shit here. We ain't no pussy-ass woke bitch shit over here. We know that. The fact that I'm still on, it's crazy. But we'll get into that later. Who gives a shit? We're not woke, man. We're fully asleep. We're fully motherfucking asleep. And you can't wake us. You can't wake us. Because we're asleep. We're asleep. I'm not going to sit and pretend to like stuff I don't like because I'm woke. I'm fucking fully out, man. Fully passed out, drunk, blackout, passed out. I am never going to be woke. I can't be woken. You can suspend me. You can do whatever you want to me. You can ban me. You can deplatform me. You can do whatever you want. I've been deplatformed way before anybody else, whatever. I'm not going to get it on rabbit hole tonight because it's the same shit every time. I get so mad. Some of us like to sleep, man. You know? Some of us like to sleep. We don't need to be woke. You're not going to wake us. We're asleep. We're chill. We don't give a fuck. We don't care. You know, I don't care. I don't hate people that have a good time. I cherish people that have a good time. That keeps me asleep. We're asleep because of that. We're not woke. Because this is what you're supposed to be right now. You're supposed to be a vegan, multicultural, multifamily, multisexual, multi-this, multi-that, multi-this, or whatever that. You need to be clean. You need to be sober. You need to be alert. You need to be educated. You need to be woke. You need to have little rooms where you go into when somebody says something you don't like, that you can go in and have somebody talk to you. You need a safe room. I don't need a safe room because I sleep enough. I don't need a safe room because I'm strong enough to understand that some people are not going to like me. I can't make everybody like. I can't bully you into liking me. I can't. You're not going to like me. I'm asleep. Am I a racist? No. I come from two different races. How can I be racist? Am I bigoted? Am I a Nazi? No. No. I'm not. I'm not any of that, but I'm not woke. I'm asleep. I'll put it straight out right now. I'm a full-blooded American male. And I like whiskey. I like weed. And I like women. I like to lick pussy. I like to stick my dick into a pussy. I do. I like it. I like to put my dick in a pussy, put my hands on a woman's cheeks, look her in the eyes, and bite her neck. I like to put my arms around a woman's neck while she's riding me. Does that make me misogynistic? No. I just want my woman to come. Am I woke? No, I'm asleep. I don't like some type of women. I don't. Does that make me woke? I have to like all of you? Even though I'm not sexually attracted to you, I have to say I'm sexually attracted to you? I have to say that these type of women aren't mine? I don't like tens. You're like, what? I don't like tens. I don't like nines. I don't like eights. Oh, now I'm misogynistic. Am I misogynistic? I don't like supermodels. I don't like blondes. I don't like girls with big boobs. I like girls that are cool. You know what I mean? Girls that are cool have big boobs, small boobs. They're big, they're little, they're chunky, they're slim. They wear a lot of makeup. They wear no makeup. They wear high heels. They wear chucks. I don't care. It's about the attitude. It's about the woman. It's not about. Looks, I'm not into tens. Can you imagine? Like, seriously, if Megan Fox today asked me out, I would say no. I don't want to deal with you. Because when you're a 10 and a 9, when you're perfect, you have certain expectations of men kissing your ass, and I'm not a kiss-ass kind of guy. I love women. I don't care what – I love a 1 as much as I love a 3. That is cool. I'm not woke, all right? Some women I don't like. Some women I don't find attractive. It's just a preference. It's not about trying to bully you. I'm not trying to do anything else. I'm trying to be misogynistic. There's a certain type of woman I don't like, and it's those tens and nines, the supermodels, the hot chicks. They have nothing to offer. All they do is get their asses kissed every day. And am I some kind of guy that's mad at hot women? No, not at all. Not at all. I've had plenty of tens, and the problem is I've went out with beautiful women, and they're not fun. They're nothing to talk about. I don't give a fuck about your nail appointment tomorrow. It's going to take 2.5 hours. I don't give a fuck that you have a bag that some rich asshole bought for you. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't give a fuck about who you fucked. I don't care. I don't care how... I'm not here to make my friends jealous. I'm not here to have a trophy wife. I'm here to be happy in this life. And you guys need to understand this. Valentine's Day coming up. It doesn't matter how hot your fucking wife or girlfriend is. It doesn't matter how hot they are. If they're no fun to be around, all they talk about is getting their nails done or what purse they're going to buy or what heels they're wearing. And they got red bottoms on them, Louis Vuittons. Those women are horrible. They're horrible women. They're narcissistic, gold-digging bitches. I mean, let's be honest. They're not fun to be around. They don't want to be with you. If your girl's a 10 right now, she don't want to be with you. You got money. And that's it. Real. I mean, honestly, do you think she wants to suck your 60-year-old wrinkled black balls? Do you think that she just looks at you and goes, oh, hey, granddaddy, give me some more. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Be right back.
Yeah, all right, man. More feeling, buddy. Yeah. Friday night, I just got off work. My boss, man, he's such a jerk. So after work, I went to his house. Ate his wife's pussy and kicked his ass. Eating pussy and kicking 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 ass. That's what I do.
everybody live tonight, give us a call at 646-727-1828. Yeah, it's magic time, right? Throwing some magic out. That was fun tonight. Yeah, man, we're back. Honestly, we're working, man. We're working on it. We'll get it figured out. We'll get back to work here pretty soon. I've been writing some pilots lately, and it's been a lot of fun because they're like letting us just go for it. It's been a lot of fun. It really has been great. I've had so much fun doing this lately. And I can't tell you right now what it is, but because of non-disclosure, but we got some Netflix and some Hulu shit coming up and some Amazon, and we've been writing some cool shit, me and my partner. Not my gay partner. My writing partner. And Benji's been helping out too, man, putting it together. We love Benji. Hopefully next month we'll be able to hear from him, right? Because we love Benji. He's a good guy. Tonight's show is brought to you by Canadian Springs. When you only got $6 and you want to get fucked up, Canadian Springs is delicious. I mean, Canada. Canadian whiskey, it's imported from Canada and it's delicious. I know. You're like, what? Dude, what the fuck? No, honestly, Canadian Springs, a new sponsor tonight. Imported from Canada. Canadian non-aged whiskey. I'll be honest with you. It's before they put it in the barrels, they just put it right in the bottle. Tonight I bought a fucking fifth for $8. $8. $8 to get you fucked up 6 ways to Sunday. It's delicious, and it's good. It doesn't fuck you up, man. It doesn't fuck you up. It doesn't give you a hangover. If you're in to Crown Royal and high-end Canadian whiskeys, blended whiskeys, rye, and whatever the fuck else it is, try some Canadian Springs. It's delicious. It's good. You'll love it. We'll be right back right after this. Right after this. Hey, everybody. Warpy 3. Very good. Hosting. 646-727-1828. Or get out on the Skype. Whatever you want to do. Come on in. The one thing I want to get tonight is the sad, sad state of America in some states. States like Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, South Dakota, North Dakota, Indiana, which is, oh my God, Indiana, you poor motherfuckers. You can't, it's got to suck. You're sitting on that border 3 minutes away. You can go get yourself a vape pen, come across that border. Fucking 3 years, hard time. 3 years. 3 years. You're getting for a vape pen in Indiana. You go to Nevada, which we're really excited about. We're headed out to Elko for Valentine's Day because I'm a sad loser. I'm stoner, depresso, whatever we want to call us or whatever. But we're out to Elko for our annual. This is going to be like our 7th annual Valentine's Day party out in Elko. And, you know, if you're new to the show, you don't understand what Elko is. Elko's the greatest. So if you live in states like Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, you live in these shit states where you can't have any fun. You can't gamble. You can't get high. You can't have any weed whatsoever. You go to jail. You can't have any fun whatsoever. You can't be a homosexual because they'll beat the shit out of you out in the fucking cornfield or wherever the fuck it is. Children of the corn in the Midwest. Indiana. Indiana's probably the most fucked up place in the world. Ohio. Michigan's legal. We're good there. New York, illegal. New Jersey, illegal. Vermont, New Hampshire, Delaware. We're all good up there. We're good at the nation's capital. We're good everywhere. You can go anywhere on Valentine's Day, but I recommend Elko. And why Elko? Let's be honest, guys. You work hard all year. Backwards to avoid the whatever. I can't read. My head, my something about quartz. But I go to Elko because there's things going on in Elko that are cool. It's in Nevada, so you can go up the street. There's a new dispensary up there. Chronic Times. Get yourself vape pens, gummy bears. And by the way, people are going to jail in Nebraska and Missouri for 3 years for having bears, gummy bears, with THC in them. 3 years in prison for eating a gummy bear. Three fucking years in prison. 3 years in prison for having a gummy bear with THC in it. Think about that. But on Valentine's Day, I'm going to drive to Elko, Nevada from my home here, Torrance Beach, right across the street from Frankie Avalon Place. We all know where I live. You guys have all been over here. And we're going to have a Johnny home party again. We're still paying off the lawsuit from last year, but we'll get there. So I just go to Elko. I recommend every other full-blooded American male that lives in these shit states where girls are still slut-shamed. 1 year if they plead guilty. Well, I know, 1 year plead guilty. But 1 year, 12 months of your life sitting in a jail cell because you had a fucking gummy bear. Come on, man. There's people at fucking kids. There's people murdering people. There's people ODing on heroin and meth, and there's people eating people's faces off from bath salts. And we're wasting our resources putting people in jail for a gummy bear for a year? Are you fucking stupid? Honestly, the fuck is wrong with you? There's no other reason other than greed and people taking money from people they shouldn't to fucking make this illegal and to put honest, hardworking motherfuckers and breaking up families and ruining lives over a fucking gummy bear. Just sit and think about that for a minute. So if I live in Missouri and I go on a little trip to Colorado or California or the other states where it's legal, by the way, it's not like it's something that's ruining society. Unlike alcohol or whatever the fuck else. People put in the ground from cigarettes, but whatever, fuck that. We're going to put people in jail for that so I can make political money from assholes. No more. Come on, guys. So what I do, I go to Elko, Nevada. It's right by the Utah border. You can get a hotel room there. I swear to God, guys. You can get a hotel room. On Valentine's Day, if you book it tonight, you can get a hotel room for $19 a night there. $19 a night. Now, I'm not saying that's a great hotel room. There might be a little bed bug issue. If you want to dump $80 a night in a hotel room, we're talking 4 stars. If you want to dump $200 on a hotel room, we're talking rooftop suite on the sweetest casino in town. Okay, $200 a night. The same price that you would pay for a Holiday Inn in Chicago on a Thursday. We're going to go to the phone lines. What the hell? 708 area code. How are you doing tonight? Hello? Is there anybody there? Hello? There we go. I hear something. Do we have at least a trolling? All right. Well, call back if you want to talk. 646-727-1828. I don't know why I have an English accent when I want to talk on the phone, but, you know, whatever. It is a wild place. I'm going to Elko on Friday. It's Valentine's Day. And who's going to be on my Valentine? What am I bringing? Well, I booked myself a $200 night room on top of the Golden Nugget. We'll just say Golden Nugget. It's not the Golden Nugget, but you can put two and two together. If you're ever in Elko, you know where I'm at. Back to the 708, maybe. We'll see what's going on. Hello, go ahead. I hear you calling. Speak up, sir or ma'am. Hello? All right, then. We can't get him on the phone. That's all right. So I'm going to Elko on Friday, and it's going to be a fucking blast. Okay, it's going to cost about $1,800. And I'm talking about transportation there, the room. And this is till Monday. So the 14th to the 17th, Friday through Monday in Elko, Nevada. Got a suite on a rooftop. And we get to go down to Whore Alley. You're like, Johnny, what's Whore Annie? What's Whore Alley? This is what's great about being single. This is what's great about finally reaching a divorce. This is what great. I can do whatever I want now. And it's not that expensive. Think about it, guys. Now, if you want to go on the cheap, the same weekend, you can have the same weekend I'm having, okay? First, you can get some Canadian Springs. You can get in your hotel room, not go to the bar. Get yourself a $19.99 hotel room. This trip could be down at $1,200. $1,200 for the time of your life. $1,200 just by going to the Elko, Nevada. And Whore Alley. And you're like, Johnny, what's Whore Alley? What is Whore Alley like? Well, it's full of diddling and dancing. Smoking. Drinking. Fucking. Time of your life. It's what you want to do, guys. Let's be honest. Guys and gals. What's more fun than getting fucked up and getting your dick sucked or your pussy licked? What's better than that? Come on. Come on, I'm waiting. Gonna put a puzzle together with your significant other? Ooh. You gonna go on a hike? You gonna take your kids to the zoo? Are you going to be balls deep in a big-ass BBB, baby? Big black bitch. What you going to be in? What you'd rather do? Would you rather go to Jared's and buy some cunt that won't suck your dick? Some jewelry? You want to do that? You want to go and spend money on that woman that refuses to give you the sexual satisfaction that you want, even though that you go hard to work every goddamn day? What you mean you don't suck no dick? What you mean you don't eat no pussy? What you mean, they say? Huh? See, when you go to Elko, you live like a king. We got casinos and steaks, pizza places and crepes, man. I'm going to the Whore Alley. There is four different, right on the same block, whore houses. And you can get anything you want, man. Asian, chocolate, Tex-Mex, below the border, ginger white. Nordic Blonde. Whatever you want. Now, Johnny, how much does that cost, man? How much would it cost to go to a place where the women line up? How much does it cost in Elko, Nevada? Now, Elko, Nevada is not no tourist destination. Elko, Nevada is full up of locals and truckers. Low income, the median income in Elko, Nevada is $71,000. You know what I'm saying, dog? Mm-hmm. You can buy a hamburger in Elko, Nevada for $3. Let that sink in, high rollers in Las Vegas and Reno. You can buy a cheeseburger, the best cheeseburger down at Archie's, $3. All right. So I'm going to go for 3 days. I'm going to bring $2,000, and I'm going to fuck. I'm going to get high. I'm going to eat $3 hamburgers, and I'm going to fly. I'm going to have the vacation that I want. So you can look down on me. You can want to put me in jail. But I'm in Nevada, baby. I can eat a gummy bear. Not go to jail. You know what I can do? I can eat a gummy bear, lick a pussy, and stick it with my dick. And go home happy. Like the heterosexual male that I am. And I could take it all the way home. You know what I'm saying? For $2,000. Now, guys, virgins, guys that got no skill, you're going to go 6, 8, 10, 12, 24, 36 months with no pussy? And you're going to spend over $30,000 trying to get this so-called pussy. But you could go to Valentine's Day and Elko every year for the rest of your life for under $40,000. Now, if you go get high, get drunk, get fucked up, get crunk, have 2, 3, 4 women. The other thing that what I like to do is I like to buy the package where you just give a grand up. And they send a random girl to your place every night, 2:30 a.m. I just prefer the blowjob, man. You know, I've been partying all night, been gambling, throwing the dice, hitting it hard, stroking those slot machines, man, cashing checks, man. You know, I know how to gamble. Little 5-card studs coming in the hotel room after old Johnny K rolls down the 5-card stud. You know what I'm saying, dog? Yeah. So live from Elko next Friday, this Friday coming up. Oh, it's going to be great. Valentine's Elko style. And let's be honest, guys. You know, I'm here. I've been around the world 3 motherfucking times. Around the world. Tasted the sweetest puss in the rottenest shit that you'll ever see. 25K guaranteed, Golden Dick certified, STD free, around the world 3 times. So, honestly, you can literally have the time of your life on a budget there. Now let's get to the bad part. Ooh, we only have 27 seconds. It's not that bad when you're fucked up. These girls aren't 10s or 9s. I mean, you're paying $150 for a BJ. These girls are 4s, 5s, and 6s. They're not the hottest girls. They're truck stop hookers. But nobody needs to know. It's our little secret, right? Elko. Well, you can roll, man, like a player for $2,000. You just have fucking fun and have a great time for under $1,000, under $1,000, under 8 dates worth of money You can come out and have the time of your life and get high, eat gummies, and not go to jail. And get laid, guaranteed. Eating pussy and kicking ass. See you guys Friday.
Yeah, all right, man. More feeling, buddy. Friday night, I just got off work. My boss, man, he's such a jerk. So after work, I went to his house, ate his wife's pussy and kicked his ass.